Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen. Give attention to my
word. What a blessing. Father, thanks a million for the great privilege of being in your house, fellowshipping with the brethren, fellowshipping with your spirit, fellowshipping with your word. Please open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated and turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. That's the song that was being sung right now. That we must, he says, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. So what the Lord is telling us is that he has given. You see, he was telling the Israelites that cross the river. Everybody has a river you must cross. A territory you must cross. Something you must cross. He says, cross it and you get to a land where there are some kings. But I've given you their land. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. You see, so it sounds like if God has given me, then what is that? Why should I do anything? But you look at it right there. Begin to possess it and then contend with him in battle. So there are things God is giving you. There are healings he's giving you. There are breakthroughs he's giving you. There are many, many wonderful miracles he has given. But never say the thing for you never lost, because the thing has been given, but there are some adversaries, there are some enemies, there are some things you must overcome and things you must conquer. And God has given you weapons in your hand, and he says, be strong and be courageous, and you will take the land. And you will take the land. Because he has given. That's why he says, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received. You see, you have received them. So believe you have received them and you shall have them. It's like it's in the past. It's happened already. I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. That means the victory is already yours. And so whatever contention and fight you are entering in, you have already won. Only be courageous, be strong in the Lord, and be very courageous. And that is why the weapon of faith is being placed in your hand. Because by faith, you will take territories for God. By faith, you will win battles for Jesus. I don't know whether this is the service I must preach at. I think I will wait for Bishop Aso to come so that I can preach at the second service. Because I don't think you people are ready for what I have for you today. Because I tell you, there are territories you will conquer. There are ministries you must conquer. There are lands you must conquer. Oh yes, you are building your own house. It's your portion already. I said it is your portion already. God has given you your own land. But there are adversaries. And the Bible says, be very strong. When God met Joshua, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7. You see, even verse 1, he says, my servant Moses is dead. Now rise up and go over the river Euphrates. I told you that everybody has a river they have to cross. Go over the river Euphrates. And he says, what did he say there? He says, Joshua 1:1, brother. Joshua 1:1. Oh, there's nobody there. Okay, I have my own Bible. I think I can use it. I need to read it to you. Somebody is trying to slow down my fire, but I tell you, the fire is still on and we are pressing on. He says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, and into the land which I do give to you, even to the children of Israel. I give you the land. Do you see? So cross the river Jordan. You will also cross your own Jordan. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. You see, that have I given unto you. It's in the past. He says, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. You will have a territory that will be your coast. There will be a land that will be yours. Can somebody bring this a little closer? I need to get a little closer. I can be nearer you. Yeah. Beautiful. There shall not any man. 1, 2, 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's fine. Beautiful. Well positioned. I can now feel you right here. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Oh, this word, I was reading it, but I think it is for somebody in particular. It is for somebody in particular. Nobody will be able to stand before you. Nobody can sit on your promotion. Nobody can sit on your job. Nobody can sit on your money. Money that has been released to you, nobody can sit on it. I pour fire under their seat. I say, I pour fire under their seat. And I command their seat to be hotter than they can endure, to release what is yours in the name of Jesus. There are beloveds that are yours. Release them in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. There are contracts that are yours. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It may sound like I'm just talking, but that is how faith is released. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let the firmament be there. Let the dry land appear. Let the waters move, and it was so. So as I declare it, yours is to believe it, and you will see it practically in your life. You will see it practically. There shall not be any man able to stand before you. Let me read on. God, I want to get to where I want to get to, God. I need to get this one. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. As God was with Moses, so he will be with you. As he was with Joshua, so he will be with you. As he was with Jacob, so he will be with you. As he was with Isaac, so he will be with you. As he was with Jesus, so he will be with you. Believe it. You see, sometimes when you read the Bible, the things sound ethereal. They sound far-fetched. It's like they are out of this world. It's like it's for some people some time ago. But I want you to know something. The Bible says that let us be followers of those who through faith and patience inherited the promises. So the same faith that they exhibited many years ago, That same faith, if you also walk in it, you will achieve the promises that they walked in. As he was with Moses, so shall he be with you. God is not different how he was with Moses from how he is with you. The difference is your level of faith. They believed, we are always doubting. They walk by faith, we are always walking by sight. They walk by what they believed, we are always walking by what we see. But from today and from this season, let your walk be a walk of faith. Let your talk be a talk of faith. Let your life be a life of faith. Believe God for something. Trust God for something. Walk in faith. Live in faith. Talk by faith. You will achieve many great things by faith. Your portion is coming. Your portion is coming. Your testimony is being released right now. Verse 6. You see, so as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong. You see, you know, do you understand akukudro? Like the heaviness of your chest. Akukudro is like you come with your chest out that I'm not a failure here. I cannot be put down. I cannot be defeated. So your chest is out. Akukudro, like when you are meeting a situation, you come with your chest out. He says, be strong and very and be of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers. God is saying, he's making a specific promise. What he promised, he will never fail. He has promised he will never fail. I will hang on him. I will hang on him. He has promised he will never fail. Oh, his faithfulness. Oh, his forevermore. Oh, his faithfulness. His forevermore. What by faith? You see, sometimes when you have lived with people who have disappointed you, you don't know how to believe in somebody else. When you have worked for someone who disappointed you from promises that he failed to honor, when you now meet a God, do you understand, who says, what I said I would do for you, I will do for you, is difficult for you. That's why I came to you this morning, that what by faith and not by the experiences you have had with other people, because the God we serve, his faithfulness, oh, is forevermore. Oh, his faithfulness. Oh, is forevermore. Oh, his faithfulness. Do you believe in God's faithfulness? I think Reverend Bempa, Bishop Bempa, was telling us that have faith in God's faithfulness. Have faith in God's faithfulness. Because even Jim Reeves used to sing a song. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret, brother. Brother Patrick, it's no secret what God can do. And what he's done for others, he'll do for you. What he has done for others, he will do for you. Have faith in God's faithfulness. I know your boss said he'll pay you at the end of February, but the pay has not come. I know he said he will increase the salary this year, but no increase has come. But as for God, when he says, I will, he will. When he says, I shall, he shall. When he says, I have given, he has given. When he says, you will overcome, you will overcome. Have faith in God's faithfulness. That's why I believe in God. God says, he said, he pointed to a fig tree and he said, nobody will eat fruit of you forever, hereafter, forever. Then he walked away. But the disciples knew that it was a curse on the tree. The next day they saw that the tree had withered. And they said, Lord, the tree that you cursed. Meanwhile, I didn't use the word, I cursed the tree. So you don't have to always use, I curse you, I curse you, I curse you. Sometimes just a sentence is enough. And then he told them that what I did is just a litmus test. I am doing a laboratory experiment to show you how it is done. And he said, if you see a mountain in front of you and you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. Unfortunately, we believe more in the negative and negativities than in positive things. So many of the negatives you are saying, they are happening because you really believe it. You really believe it. You don't doubt in your heart that you don't really doubt in your heart that Abrabana Yadin. You don't doubt. When you make such a statement, often you don't doubt it. Because the economy is telling you that it's not working. And the government is telling you it's not working. And the opposition are telling you it's not working. And what you see, the prices of things and items on the shelves are telling you that it will not happen. But I want to tell you something. There is a different way of life. It is called the life of faith. In that life, we don't look at the things we see. We don't listen to the things we hear. We don't look at the feel the things we feel. We look at the word of God. We look at his promises. And when he promises something, we are sure he will do it. Have faith in God's faithfulness. That's why I declare that this church is full. I declare that we are bursting out at the seams. I declare that souls are coming. They are coming from the north. They are coming from the south. They are coming from the west. They are coming from the east. They are running into the church. Nations are coming in. Peoples are gathering. They are coming to the house of the Lord. What are they saying? They are saying, let us go into the house of the Lord, that he might teach us of his way, that we will walk in his path. For out of Jerusalem shall come forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jacob. God will bless you. I declare that God will bless you. You will not die. You will not die from a disease. You are not dying from a disease. You are not dying from a sickness. Your kidney is not going weak. It's not getting weaker. Your heart is not getting weaker. The strength of the Lord is entering your organs. It's entering your body. It's blessing you in the name of Jesus. I tell you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, the power of God is coming upon you, and you shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. You will not die. I say you will not die. You will not die. You are not dying before your time. You are not dying before your time. You will live long. You will serve God. When I declare that the spirit of poverty has lost its power over your family, the spirit of poverty has lost its hold over your children, the spirit of poverty has lost its hold over your business, believe it. You will not go on a flight and we will hear later that it has fallen in the Atlantic Ocean and you didn't survive. They can't find your body. You will go on a flight. You will go on a flight. You will return safely. You will fly on an aeroplane. You will arrive at your destination. You will go in a car. You will not die in an accident. I decree it over you. Safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. Anybody who has spoken a word over you,
and declare that you will not make it. I cancel it over your life. I reverse it. I say you will make it. You will succeed. You will go forward. You will advance. The Lord will help you. The Lord will make you make it. In the name of Jesus, anybody who has declared that over my dead body, so shall it be. So shall it be. Over his dead body, you will take the land. Over his dead body, you will advance. Over his dead body, you will go forward. Over his dead body, you will go forward. Over his dead body, you will possess your possessions. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have faith in God's faithfulness. He said, be strong and be courageous. For unto this people, for he promised most. You will not see the promised land, but these people will see it. So he telling Joshua that what I told Moses, these people, they are the people who will go. So I swore to your father. Verse 7 is also the same. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. You see, maybe he's not using the word faith, but faith makes you a courageous person. Yeah. You're a man, you are, it's like, hey, are you not afraid that something bad will happen? No. The man of faith doesn't have such thoughts. He does not have such thoughts in his mind that it will fail. God said, I will never fail you and I will never forsake you. He is riding on it. Riding on it. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, he cried, Jesus, if it is you, bid me come unto you. And Jesus said, come. And the Bible says that he stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water to go towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he became afraid. That's what always happens. Faith people stay their eyes on Jesus. Once your eyes are focused on his word, focused on Jesus, you will make it. Once you turn your eyes at the weather and the happenings around you, you are not likely to go forward. Because the things around you, they will make you sink. So he saw the winds boisterous. He saw the waves. He said, hey, how can I walk on water when there are waves around? But there were waves around and Jesus was walking on the water. With Christ in your vessel, you will smile at every storm. Your smile is coming back. Your smile is coming back. Your smile is coming back. Your laughter is coming back. You will laugh again. Oh, I told Prince. He married a very beautiful, lovely lady. Gave birth to two daughters, lovely daughters. Named them with international names. Because even though he's a local boy, he wanted to be international. So he started with the children. This one is Chelsea and this one is Florida. Hey! One day you'll be found in Florida. Walking on the streets of Florida. Enjoying the sunshine and the beaches. God will do it for you. After many years, he was still single. Looking after his children. All their daughters, brings them to church up and down, faithful, serving the Lord. He's been in our church for since 2003, 21 years ago. Yeah. I'm assuming he was here, then he was here, he went to this branch, then that branch, relocated, went to that branch. His wife passed, left him with these tiny babies. Was looking after them. When I met him, I said, you will laugh again. You will smile again. Your laughter will come back. You will not be broken all the days of your life. The God you serve is able to restore your laughter and restore your joy in the process of time. I said, in the process of time, he found another very lovely. You know, some people, they can go twice and win twice. And some people, first world war, you see that you are dying. Yeah, but some people there, when they go once and the second time, it is powerful. And the second one too is working beautifully. Now he says that he wants to buy me. I don't know the even the name of the car, but some Cadi. So something, Cadillac, something. The latest four-wheel drive Cadillac. He wants to buy it for me. You see, that's how grateful he feels. One day after you have bought the Cadillac, don't go and stand somewhere and say that you are deceiving to buy the Cadillac for your bishop. You see, when people are happy and they are excited, they say it's a testimony. Oh, even through what I've done, Christ, God has blessed and multiplied. When they are angry, they say, "Not many spiritually mature." So I want to tell all of you, in case you are not spiritually mature, don't pay your tithe. So that one day you say that you have been in the church, every day we ask you for money. Do we always ask you for money? What a shameful way to describe your giving. You just pitiful. Have I asked you for money? Have I come to you to ask? But if you give the money, if I ask in the church and you give money, does it mean I've asked you for money? You are giving freely and willingly and happily. Have you not built a church? Are you not happy that you built a church? Yeah, happy. I've not. It's not a problem. Don't worry at all. There's no problem. Dear Daddy, God is with us. Have faith in God. God's faithfulness. I say, Prince, you will laugh again. You see, this is where God had now put laughter back in his mouth. And that's what he will do for you. Your laughter will come back. You will laugh again. You will rejoice again. Have faith. God, faith in God turns situations around. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. You see, when you are not courageous and stronger, you will see that the things that are in the law, you don't want to do them. You won't pay your tithe again. You won't come to church regularly. You are so despondent. I don't know whether other word to use. I don't know. Is that a good word to use? I want another word, like a smaller word that discouraged. It's not even a so. It's not saying it well. Dejected. Lawyer, Kebi Bremer. Disillusioned, disheartened. You see that when they are preaching, you'll be saying, when it's good for them, they say all these things, you know. And you see that you don't really believe as you are giving that I'm giving it freely and willingly with all my heart. I sacrifice my offerings. I give my sacrifice and it bent to the Lord. You don't have such faith. Son, I don't really believe. Oh, I love you. Oh, you are my bishop. Son, I don't really believe it. You don't really believe it. Sometimes people wonder that, so all the people around you who say they love you and so on, so do they all have something that maybe they are afraid? That's why they are around and they are doing the things that you are doing. Is it fear or something? I mean, what is it that you have cast on the people? Now one day you go and say that, I said I love him, but I don't really love him, you know, because I was not mature. If you are not mature, stay where you are. Don't say anything. When you are mature, then you start talking. But otherwise, what you are saying now, we don't know whether you are so spiritually mature. Because when you were saying, we really believed you. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Do you like to prosper whithersoever? Like if you sell iron rods, you prosper. If you sell nails, you prosper. If you lecture, you prosper. Some people say that teachers are poor. You haven't met some teachers. They have houses. They have flats. They say lecturers don't have money. Oh, brother, you have met the wrong lecturers. There are many lecturers who are prosperous. They go abroad, they come. They go for holidays in Dubai. They go to Miami. They go to Bahamas. They are happy. They go to Cape Town to enjoy. Go to Honor and say lecturers are traveling. Because of how you are and the company you are keeping, you can say that. But there are some people, in their God, they have faith. They say, lawyers, they are more brave. It's because of the lawyers you have met. Because whithersoever you go can prosper. So he gave him a key. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. See, this verse is coming from verse 1. Oh, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. The book, the word is talking about the word which we preach, which you are supposed to read every day and meditate on it day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You will have good success. You will have good success. You will have good success. Tell 7 people, you will have good success. You will have good success. Good success. Good. You will have good success! You will have good success! If you marry, it will work. If you have a job, it will work. If you do business, it will work. If you have friends, it will work. If you are in a relationship, it will work. If you travel, it will work. If you are in Ghana, it will work. If you travel, it will work. If you are in Ghana, it will work. Whatever you do, it shall prosper. You will have good success. Somebody is listening to me on Sweet Melodies. You are on Facebook. You are so discouraged about life. It's because you have not met the word we are preaching. Because when you meet this word, good success awaits you. Prosperity awaits you. You will no longer be walking around with your face long and thwarted and contorted, as though you have drunk lemon juice and as though you have been baptized with starch. But you'll be strong. That's why he says, I've given you Sihon the Amorite and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him. And many of these things is by faith that you walk. Me, I'm glad that I've been in the church for so long. I've not done business too before. Everything that I've not bought and sold anything for profit in my life. But I've been walking in this word, meditating on it day and night, still doing it, staking my life on it. But some of you come to church just that. My tradition, Sundays are good. Manager, your child church you call traditionally a church. It's not today that we are going to go to church as a tradition that Sunday, then you have a dress. Like you have dresses for Sunday, dresses for work, and dresses for house. So if you are not in church, you don't wear those dresses. Fine. But go beyond that and lock yourself into this secret. The secret of the book of the law, to meditate on it day and night. Psalm 1 verse 1 echoes it. Blessed. The word blessed, it means happy, fortunate, to be envied. Enviable is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the seat of the of sinners, in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2 says, but his delight, his enjoyment is in the law of the Lord, the book of the law, the same book of the law. And in this law he meditates day and night. The same instruction given to Joshua. Verse 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaves that bringeth forth its fruit in this season, its leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. come here again. The same. When you marry, you throw the word of God aside. When you go to work, oh, I've got the job, you throw the Bible. You won't even have time to read the Bible. You are not a Christian anymore. Now you work well, then now you are in money. They are taking you abroad. You are going for conferences in Copenhagen, Luxembourg, London, Hamburg, and this type of Venice. So it's like you don't respect the word again. But I like my professor. When he's lecturing in marketing, you see him quoting scriptures. Because it's like he cannot divorce himself from who he is. When he's a lecturer, he's a professor. But you can't divorce me from what has made me a professor. You see him in abroad giving lectures to large groups of people, quoting scriptures and referring to God. And giving scriptural references to marketing concepts. Yes. Learning about life by learning about marketing. He's always finding something like you are doing customer care. It's about then you tell their life. So whenever you do, then you tell they bring something from the word. You dear, well to Bible nanchini kura a long time. You don't read Bible, you don't refer to Bible. It's like you're afraid over here. You see, a lot of the people they don't, you know, they are not Christians, and then when you go and quote scriptures, they look at you some way. They look at you some way, they can look at you some way, but that's who you are. When you walk in good success, would they be there to come and laugh at you? What are you talking about? Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's why you see our prophet, Bishop Dad, if he's reading, writing books, it's read everywhere. People are using them. People can't even write, first of all. Before they write them, people are reading them. One day he was somewhere, a group of people came. They said, we are from Mauritius. We have come to meet you in this country. But we heard you were coming to this country. We flew and came here by our own selves. Because we have read your books. We have listened to your camps. We know Ready at 20. We know this and that. We know this song. You have written this song. We know this. We know this. We know this. We know this. They came because what if his books is writing, it has very powerful influence on people. You don't have faith. So you look at the books telling us, oh, how can it apply? There are people here who are multiplying their businesses, branching out based on the principle of the mega church. They are reading and loyalty and disloyalty. As you are looking at it, turning it and wondering, what can he do for me? What can he do for me? Somebody is using it for his business and prospering from it. You say your marriage is struggling. Modern marriage is my own kind. When you read the things that are there, you are not careful to observe, to do the things that are written therein. How can you have good success? Hebrews chapter 11. I feel like trotting here today, I tell you. I feel so fired up. I don't know what to do with myself. Only be strong. You will take that territory for Jesus. You will marry successfully for Jesus. Oh yes. You will do that ministry successfully for Jesus. Why do you think you will fail? You cannot fail. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's start from verse 1. It says, what does it say? Shall we go? 2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Let's read this, only these two verses from the Message Bible. Only these two verses from the Message Bible. Let's all go together. Go. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is a firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. The fundamental fact of existence. You have to get it into your spirit that it's the basic thing. Is that faith? She's called faith. I'm teaching about your name. Listen to it very well. Yes. Yes. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, what we call faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. So if it's marriage, it's faith. If it's business, it's faith. If it's ministry, it's faith. Pastors without faith cannot go far. Yeah. Pastors without faith can't go far. The same church we are all doing, but some pastors do their church without faith. They are not sure. They are not sure what is happening. They are not sure it can work. They are always wondering. There are people, then they will say, and there are people don't like this area. There are people don't like church. These people here, they are all monsanfuankwa, just demons and witches and wizards. They don't like church. Fetish priests and all kinds of ancestral worshippers. Pagans, they will all go to hell. Then you find another person comes there, often from Nigeria. Oh, God has called me to this area. I'm going to do a powerful church here. Everybody is going to be blessed. Then you go confidently. I want to see the chief. Go and talk to the chief. Pray over the chief. Lay hands. When he says, hey, I'm going to talk to him. I say, oh, leave me. King cannot be blessed without my hand on him. Confident, courageous. When you send some people, go and do an area fellowship. Hey, these people, the area, all of them go to church. There's nobody here who wants to join me. I don't know what I can do because you don't have faith. Because ministry, they have the faith. Now, I'm preaching to 10,000. If you don't, you think I'm preaching to 500 people or 300 people or 1,000. I'm preaching to 10,000. My message is to 10,000. My emotions are for 10,000. My voice is for 10,000. I'm serious about it. It will come to pass, practically. And that's why the thing is faith and patience. Because faith is the force. Patience is what gives you time. Because you relax and you keep doing what you are doing. You don't change. You don't change it. It's like, oh, it's not working. It's not working. It is working. It has worked. It has worked already. So there's no point at which my feelings are low. There's no point. I'm always up there. Yes. You are not married. You are living, you have to live by faith. You are married, you have to live by faith. Don't kill your marriage with, it's not a good marriage, and it's not a good wife, and she's a witch, and he's a wizard, and he's from a mama water spirit, and she's married to a water spirit. Hey! Even you have not, you are in the marriage, there are things you are saying, and what happens is that you tend to believe it more because of what you see around you. When he also comes from town, on fashion, he's a useless man. So he's come from town. It didn't work at all. I couldn't get anything. Business was low. And so when you see those things, what a useless man I've married. And you keep saying it. And the more you say it, you see, it's not that it's not the reality. That's the reality. But you have said it so many times that now you believe it in your heart. So when you say it's a useless man, you actually believe it. And that's what happens. There are some people, the husband has not got any job, he's not working, but oh darling, your food is ready. Oh sweetheart, how was it today? Didn't work, but it is well. They say, oh, don't worry, tomorrow God will do something new. To be okay, no problem, I've been able to do something myself, so here is a little of what I got, so you to get some. So don't give me anything, I'm the one who should give you. No, I give you. You are a millionaire in my life. Yes. One day I will be driving in cars that you have bought for me. But this one is just a temporary something. It is just temporary. We will go through it. We will make it. We will make it. You are not that type of wife. But you are the one who used your mouth to kill your marriage. Foolish man. Useless man. I don't even know why I married you. Yes. And it is from your heart. And because it's from your heart, it's actually happening practically. But if it's a useless man, I shouldn't say it. That's the problem. Because if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Whether the mountain is what you want or what you don't want, it still moves. It still moves. Because the principle is the same. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is doing something in somebody's life right now. So this fundamental fact is the bedrock on which, you see, he says that it makes everything in life worth living. If you have faith, everything is nice and enjoyable. Because every field of life, somebody is enjoying them. I say every field of life, somebody is enjoying them. That's my Bible. Where have I put it? Okay, verse 3. Let's continue. I think I've finished preaching, but I'll just continue with this once more and then we finish. Let's go back to our King James. Verse 3. Through faith, we are reading together. Go. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The things which you see, they didn't come from raw materials. Like, they were not manufactured, but they were made by the word of God. So what you are saying is making things. Same faith that God has, you can use it to create and recreate your world. Jabesh was born and his mother bore him in sorrow. And he said, in sorrow did my mother give birth to me, and my life is a life of... So they gave him a name that also defines who he is. But when he grew up, he went to God and said, no, God, from where my background and how I am, I'm limited, I'm caged in, but enlarge my coast. Let your hand be with me and bless me. And the Bible says that God turned his captivity. Don't always crucify your background, eh? And say that where I came from. You see, my house is not good. Eh? It's like my house is not good. That where I come from is not good. A very bad home. My father is a drunkard. My mother is an alcoholic. I mean, I don't know why God put me in that house. And somebody comes from that house, meets God, embraces the work of faith, and then suddenly he's a shining star. For the path of the just is like the shining light. It shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter until the full day. Proverbs 4:18. It shines brighter. Your life will shine brighter. Have faith in God, brothers and sisters. Have faith in God. Have faith. We are too concerned about my ancestors are fetish priests. Whose ancestors are not fetish priests? If you check our background, by all means, there's some fetish somewhere, so there'll be some pot somewhere, some amulet, some charm, something buried in the family house with your name spoken over it. We are from Africa. That is our background. But from that background, there is another life which God has introduced us to. It's called the life of faith in God. A basic fact and fundamental fact of life is that there is a God. You can have faith in him. It makes things different. And that God, he didn't make the world from mixing chemicals to make a tree, or mixing chemicals to change the land and make the land. He said, it didn't come from that. He just spoke, let there be light. Okay. We are studying light. He spoke it into being. We are the ones studying to know that it has different colors and things to make white, and different colors to make red, and different colors to make green, and so on. But he spoke it. And that's why he's saying that you, as a child of God, you too can speak to your situations and recreate your life. Recreate, even your marriage can turn around. There are marriages which should have died long time if we have followed the same course. But we kept speaking life to the marriage. Oh yes, it's a blessing. It's working. God is with us. it will be okay. Sometimes when they greet you, you greet, they don't mind you, but you still keep greeting. Oh, hello. Oh, I was saying hello to you. Ah, okay. Hello. And the attitude, when you watch the attitude, I won't say any hello again. Ah, small hello, I'm saying, look at the attitude you are putting up. I won't say any hello again. You can go your somewhere. Hey. But you keep speaking life. It will be okay. It will be well. The woman, the Shunammite woman, the prophet prophesied to her that she would give birth to a son, and the son died. She took a journey and went to where the prophet lived. When he was afar off, the prophet said, I see the woman coming from her gate. There's something wrong. Go and find out what is wrong with her. Ask her three questions. Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? And is it well with your child? They asked her, is it well with you? She said, it is well. It is well. Is it well with your husband? It is well. Is it well with your son? The son was dead. She still said, it is well. Yes. And then when she came, she told the man of God, I told you not to break my heart with this prophetic word. I told you, I didn't have a son. I was normal. Everything was okay. Now you go and bring a son. Now the son has died. He said, oh, really? Okay. Gehazi, take my staff and go and lay it on the boy. Took the staff, went to lay it on the boy. Nothing happened. Sometimes we can pray and nothing seems to have happened. It doesn't mean that you should give up. Because we are human beings and we are on earth. And sometimes the methods we use may not work for now, but it is part of the process. So he himself said, okay, I'm coming myself. So he went, he followed after. Then he got to the house. The boy was dying, lifeless. The prophet said, give me a chance. He went to lay on the boy, stretched himself, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, stomach to stomach, everything to everything. He lay on the boy. And the anointing on his body, started to enter the lifeless body. Learn to look at your dead situation and say, it is well. Use your mouth to recreate your world. It is well. Look at your shop. Don't say that nansen profon tadia. It's a statement. And if you are not careful, you may believe it so much that it starts to work in your life. And profon tadia. Because I heard a story of a shop that was open. In the realm of the spirit, it was closed. It's like people don't enter because when they are passing by, the shop is closed. You know the one they put that thing on in front of a shop, closed with a string and on a card. It's like closed. It was like that. So the people pass by, they don't see that it's open, so they always pass. I cannot be in the shop, so be out to me in the spirit. Man of faith prayed, broke the padlock in the spirit that had been used to lock the shop. Bam! People started coming. The whole place was always full. Sometimes he's coming to open the shop and there are people waiting. They are waiting to enter when he has not yet opened. I heard a story of a vision somebody had. There was always an accident at a particular junction. Not knowing that in the spirit there was a skeleton standing there with calabash looking for blood. A skeleton who is drinking blood. How much blood can enter the skeleton's stomach? The skeleton will never be full because when it drinks the blood, it falls on the ground. So always accident. You don't know that something is happening in the spirit. But sometimes spiritually somebody's eyes can be opened, then he sees, hey, brother, it's not your place. You can't stand at this junction. This place, we dislodge you from here and we relocate you out of this place. And suddenly, no more accident.
May the Lord help you and bless you. We are still reading Hebrews chapter 3. We are on chapter 4 now. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Sacrifices are offered by faith. Remember, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. God is a rewarder. God is not a robber. God is not taking your money to deceive you. When we call for offering, it's not a deception. When we call for offering, it's just the normal. We have to. John Wesley used to use his, he used to wear a hat. And that's what he used to collect offering himself. Hold the hat and collect offering. Yeah. But ministry there, the Bible says that those who labor in the vineyard must eat from the vineyard. Yes. So you give your offering to the Lord, but the pastor can eat it. Now when you give your tithe, that's what I also eat. So I don't know whether you are going to charge me for eating your tithe because you gave it to the Lord. Hey. Huh? I should cough all your tithe for you. Because you gave it to the Lord. Huh? Jeff, I should calculate all your tithe. Did you give it to the Lord or you gave it to me? You gave it to the Lord. But I've been eating it. So what are you going to do? Are you going to charge me for eating something you have given to the Lord? Yeah. But I am in the ministry. So if you give to the Lord, I have to, but I don't have an outboard motto. Or you like me to do business also? I can. But there are pastors also who do business. I'm saying something, isn't it? Eva. Eh? You have your children. Are you not a struggling mother? Yes. But you give offering to the church, to the Lord. And I should give it back to you. Calculate all and give it back to you. Okay. How much did you give last month? Bring it. Calculate all. We'll give it to you. Go and eat it. You see whether you can eat it. When you give something to the Lord, you give it, he says, by faith. But when you don't give it by faith, then you can follow it with your eyes. What are they doing with your offering? What are they doing? I don't know whether they are painting the church. I don't know. I've given my offering, but they have not painted the church. They need to paint the church. I want to see the church painted. One of the taps is broken in the bathroom. I don't know why they have not painted. When I've given my offering, I'm coming for my offering to go and buy tap. You are now looking at my face. Look at my face very well. I'm talking to you. Abel gave by faith, and God accepted his sacrifice. Let your sacrifice be by faith. Let your offering be by faith. Don't let it be by calculation and by watching. Say, look at how Bishop is dressed well. Remember, when I pay tithe, look at, even me, I don't have my trousers, cry has holes under it. And then you are wearing nice things. Or that, like somebody saw us eating in a restaurant. I was with Bishop at a restaurant. We're eating. Where we were actually, we had just arrived, and he had gone to eat, and he was coming out. Then he exclaimed, "Hey, you have come to stop the church money, eh?" I wanted to answer, "Yes, we have come to chop the church money." You dear, you have gone to restaurants. Do you understand? And when you were selling your things and people were buying, they were giving you money for your product. That one dear, there was nothing wrong with it. And I am preaching, I'm praying, I'm helping, I'm solving your issues. When God is blessing you, you are normal, you are okay. But when now you are angry, you say, "I'm deceiving you." Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by calculation. Look at Dufie here. She's my beautiful daughter. She has helped me so many times. I don't know when are you going to rise up to also come and say that I've deceived you in this world.
Please, if you are not spiritually mature, own up. So that we, anything you have bought from me, I'll give it back to you because I don't want any problems again. But hey, brother, you give me a good chop. You give me a good take. You give me a shirt, I will wear it. You give me shoe, I will wear them. You give me a cargo driver. I am here, I'm chopping my 60th birthday. My friend Bishop Bempa brings me a Mercedes Benz. I've never bought a Mercedes, never. It's not really a car that I will choose because of how people blast pastors when they drive Benz. But what the other? And he told me that, oh, when you are not happy, you just drive it in the area. Hey, I've never thought of, I always have one car, like me alone, one car, one to one. Now he comes to put a car in the garage. I was not there. He came to park it himself and put it in the garage and told me that when you are not happy, you just drive it in the area. So one day I was not happy. I sparked the car and said, let me just drive it in the area. Or I should burn it. Or I should find a couple in the church who don't have a car and give it to them. Well, what should I do? Oh, you give me a good driver. If you like, bring another one. You see, I'll drive it for you. If you like, bring another one. Even somebody said, now they started mentioning cars like what? G-Wagon. Because I can't ask a mechanic. I mean, it's moving like... Hey! Oh, I'll drive it. Cry. I'm there. Prince says that, Bishop, I'm believing God when God blesses me. I'm going to buy you a Cadillac four-wheel drive. I don't even know the name. I've not seen one. I don't know what it looks like. And I have not told him anything. Maybe you are not spiritually mature. That's why you are talking like that. I shouldn't preach like this, you see. Because many of you read social media things and you believe the things even before you come and speak and ask. You won't even ask any question. I didn't know that that's how it was. Why do you look at somebody talking? Somebody even wrote to me and said to me that 5 instructions I must obey. I said, you are my sheep from afar, from another church, be that I used to preach to you. And then you have not even asked for how are you before. The first time I'm hearing from you in about 10 years, and you are telling me that you are giving me 5 instructions. I don't know where I've got it, but it's because of Abel. He gave a more excellent sacrifice. That's why it has come to my head. So walk by faith, because without faith, it is not possible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, if you are coming to God, Antoinette, you must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. Don't use your sight and your calculations all the time. Use faith. Trust in God. God will help you. God will bless you. God will do it. God will multiply your seed. But every seed you give, if you have faith, God will multiply that seed. God will cause men to give to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give to you. There are people who have given their land to the church. God gave them more land. There are people who gave their land. God gave them shops. If you are ever angry with me, I should collect the shops from you. I wish there was a legal way to collect, because that you came to tell me that because of the blessing that you have given, God has blessed you with shops. So now you have tied the giving to the shops. So if you are angry with the giving, bring my shops. Prof. Huh? My hand shops are your day. Yes. But that one we can't talk about. Are you listening to me? Before we talk about the health God has given you from the prayers, yes, and the prosperity over your life and your business and your marriage and your children. You see this girl here, she told me that I prayed over a bottle of oil. You see, And then she said that this bottle of oil is my anointing oil for my children. So every day they go to school, before, what do?
Anoint them every morning.
Every morning. For how many weeks?
Every day. We never stopped.
Yes, every day. What, months?
We haven't stopped.
Up to today, they haven't stopped. When it finishes, they bring another one. Pray for it. One of her daughters, she was doing, is it O-level or whatever? She had A stars. How many subjects? 8 subjects. She had 8 stars. 8 subjects. And she said that it's because of that anointing. I don't know, maybe you are not spiritually mature. That's why you talk like that. Because maybe if you are spiritually mature, you see that it's not by the oil, by the learning and the extra classes. Were you giving them extra classes? No. No extra classes. She was doing math, was it doing chemistry and physics and all those subjects. A star means your marks are between 90 and 100. O level. Not SS, what you. O level. That the exam comes from UK. Is that not so? Is it Cambridge? It comes from Cambridge. Is it Cambridge, which is next to Oxford? You know something? Our time is up. Stand to your feet. Clap for Jesus. Tell somebody, be of good courage. Be very courageous. And keep trusting in God. And God will bless your life. Lift your hands and just pray. Pray for courage to believe in God, strength of heart to believe in God. Jesus of Nazareth, blessed be your name. Lift your hand and pray. You know, a man came to Jesus, and Jesus said, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe. And the man said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. It's like there's a point at which, you know, you can believe God, but you seem to fall short of your belief. And you want to pray, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help thou mine unbelief. It's like I want to believe, but unbelief is always staring at me and swaying me off the path. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said, with tears, sometimes with tears, because you know you should believe, but you are full of doubt, full of unbelief. With tears, and he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. You want to say to the Lord, Lord, help me. Help thou my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Onda jaya kasutali behada. Yamoria mahanda katalia boshike safale. My God, Masanda Kataria Bahana Kataria Bashana Ramasende Mekoria Bahanda Kataria Bashibari Kazula Maya Enda Kora Mesa Panda Keranunda Bala Mimana. Hey, my father, Sazedio Savaderia Bahana Kata Chaligerego Safena Kataria Bahana. Help my unbelief. Give me courage. Give me strength to believe in God's power. To believe in God's faithfulness. To believe in what God can do. Mana mana ria kasileria na kasunara mana. Zezezezezezeze kapandele mara. Enga barabashidere kebre dola mara. Zanzan zola mana ramaga paramana.
Pray for your faith to be stable, to be strong. Be courageous. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Have faith in God. Mana mora masakata. Liro no sopi migana. Nemando robo shidere bege. Riyamasanda rababarama. Santa kayanda. Rapakaya. Clap your hands over your situation. I don't know what situation you have. Clap your hands over it. Declare victory. Declare prosperity. Declare success. Good success over that condition, over that situation. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a marriage. Maybe it's your children. Declare victory over them. Declare success over them. Declare prosperity over them. Maybe it is your home. Speak life into that home. Speak life into that home. Maybe spirit of poverty has overshadowed the house. Has overshadowed like a dark blanket. But right now, lift your voice unto the Lord. Maratasagada. Rabadoria Mahandalaba. Reko Sayaga Pandalabadoria. Reko Salama Sendeleme. Ria Mahandalaba Barabadaria. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Thank you, Jesus. Victory is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Victory is in the name of the Lord.
Yep.
Power belongs to God.
Amen.
May you walk in power.
Amen.
May you walk in victory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Forever and ever.
Yes.
All your days. Live long. Live long. Live long. Live long. Live long and prosper. Speak life over your organs. Speak life over your marriage. Speak life over your children. Don't declare over your children that they are useless. That they will go to hell. That they will not make it in life. That they will struggle in life. Don't curse your children with your words. Declare over them, it is well with you. You will make it in this world. You will make it in this life. God is on your side. God is with you. God is on your side. God is with you. God is on your side. God is with you. In the name of Jesus. Maranda Kataria Maha. Rapataya Kata. Mapanana Maria. Repandanabana. Rabakatanabana. Lemandanabana. Rabadabana. Rabadabana. Randanabana. Over your condition, over your situation, over your health, over your children, over your life. Oh my God, I am praying over my life. If you are a student, pray over your education, pray over your life. Declare, I am victorious, I will make it, I am making it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Stand up, everybody, please. Stand up. Lift your hands. The Lord bless you. The Lord help you. The Lord inject courage and strength into you. The Lord help you so that this life can be worth living. Every aspect, whether it's your business, whether it's your job, whether it's your ministry, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your children, over your children, may the Lord help you. May the Lord give you good success. May you attend school prize speech and prize giving day and have your children, each of them, receiving prizes in mathematics,
prizes over all best student, best behaved child. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord help you and give you daily victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord bless all of you, and the Lord continue to shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you all the days of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord help you, the Lord bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, live long and prosper and serve God all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands. You know, you're clapping. It's not for me, unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. I think it was about a few days ago they opened the All Africa Games. Is that not so? And they were clapping louder than you. I'm surprised. At the stadium, they were clapping louder than you. They are clapping for human beings. You are clapping unto the Lord. But they were clapping louder and shouting louder. And they are just on the same lane as us here. They are just on that side. Beautiful. You will have many testimonies to share of God's glory in your life as you walk by faith and live by faith. The Lord will help you throughout your day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for some people here. We never want to finish our services without giving you a chance to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are here today, you are not a born again Christian, but today you want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to be a born again Christian. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. Help me, Lord. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. Anybody else? Somebody invited me, but I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be a serious Christian. I want to take God seriously. I don't want to just play church and just attend church and go, but I want to be a serious Christian. I see that I've not been a good Christian, but from today, I want to take God seriously so that when I die, I can go to heaven. Yes. God bless you. I see your hand. If you have lifted your hand, do one more thing. Come to me right in front here. I'm going to pray with you. Bless you and welcome. I'm going to pray a prayer. When I say it, you say it after me. It's your prayer, but I want to help you to pray it. Is it a...
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.